Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
7 DUI arrests reported in Gillette over the weekend. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Law enforcement agencies across Campbell County reported a busy weekend, responding to several traffic crashes and making multiple arrests for impaired driving. According to the Gillette Police Department, officers arrested 7 people for driving under the influence in Gillette between Saturday and early Sunday. Police Captain Eric Voss said several of those drivers were stopped for traffic violations, including 4 motorists driving without headlights. One of the more serious incidents happened around midnight on Saturday when a 34-year-old man was stopped after driving the wrong way on South Douglas Highway and nearly hitting a patrol vehicle. Other arrests followed traffic stops for running a red light, driving without headlights, and tips from concerned citizens reporting suspected drunk drivers. Police say several of the drivers admitted to drinking before getting behind the wheel and failed field sobriety tests. Authorities are reminding residents to plan ahead for a safe ride home and avoid drinking while impaired. YDOT snowplow hit on I-90 near Gillette. A Wyoming Department of Transportation snowplow operator was hit from behind while performing plowing operations on Interstate 90 on Sunday, March 15th. According to a press release from YDOT, the operator based out of Gillette was clearing the westbound right-hand shoulder of I-90 when a mid-size SUV ran into the sander, resulting in estimated $5,000 in damage to the sander. The plow was clearing the right shoulder, creating a snow cloud. The plow was rigged with the new green flashing light. A witness statement indicated that the SUV passed them in the right travel lane before striking the plow. The driver of the SUV was cited for following too close for conditions and for 3 people not wearing a seatbelt. No injuries were reported. This is the 5th YDOT plow to be hit this year, the first in District 4. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.